Dr. Oliveros, dictating on Ernestina Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A. First name, Ernestina, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-A. This is the clinical case for of a 46. Here all a female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 going into stage 5. The reason for this deterioration of the kidney function is lupus nephritis. The lesion that was diagnosed by biopsy done in 2019 was membranous nephropathy. The patient at that time had interstitial fibrosis more than 70%. We know that this patient is going to need renal replacement therapy, and she has been reluctant to accept the reality. Today comes with a weight loss of more than 7 pounds, a blood pressure that is 130 over 80. The creatinine is 3.8, the BUN is 57, the estimated GFR is 14 mLs per minute. This patient has in the deep sticky proteinuria of 1 plus, and she did not have the protein-creatinine ratio. However, the albumin-creatinine ratio is 172. Period. Number two, systemic lupus erythematosus that is not active at the present time. She continues to take the CELCEPT. Following number, arterial hypertension under better control, as mentioned before. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been addressed with the administration of statins and has been under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, this time the patient shows that the CO2 combining power is 17. She is with acidosis related to the kidney failure. For that reason, we are going to increase the administration of bicarbonate from 1 tablet BID to 2 tablets BID. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD. The patient couldn't tolerate the Procrit. She had an allergic reaction. And according to her information, the managing team in Tampa is going to use a different ESA, period. Paragraph, the patient continues to be under evaluation for the kidney transplant. They are requiring more tests in order to activate her in the list again. Whether or not she's going to follow through, it is unknown because the compliance has been a problem. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.